Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Excited to be here today. Today is one of those days where the psalm is really long, so I'm going to divide it into two. So today we're going to read the first part of Psalm 73, verses 1 through 16, and then tomorrow we'll read 17 through 28. This is one of my favorite psalms, so I'm excited to read it today. And we're in the Christian Standard Bible, the CSB. This is the title of the psalm is God's Way Vindicated, which I love that. And it is a psalm of Asaph. And so we're kind of going into this transition of the psalms into the psalms of Asaph. This is what it says. God is indeed good to Israel, to the pure in heart. But as for me, my feet almost slipped. My steps nearly went astray. For I envied the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have an easy time until they die, and their bodies are well fed. They are not in trouble like others. They are not afflicted like most people. Therefore, pride is their necklace, and violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge out from fatness. The imaginations of their hearts run wild. They mock and they speak maliciously. They arrogantly threaten oppression. They set their mouths against heaven, and their tongues strut across the earth. Therefore, his people turn to them and drink in their overflowing words. The wicked say, "How can God know? Does the Most High know everything? Look at them, the wicked. They are always at ease, and they increase their wealth. Did I purify my heart and wash my hands in innocence for nothing? For I am afflicted all day long and punished every morning. If I had decided to say these things aloud, I would have betrayed your people. When I tried to understand all of this, it all seemed hopeless." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, at this point in the psalm, it seems like we've come to a really sad conclusion, which is why it's a bummer that I'm not reading the rest. But I know, because I have it in front of me, that things turn around. And so I pray for the person today who needs that U-turn, who needs that turnaround. They've expressed their doubt. They've expressed their stress. They've expressed the unfairness of this world and why some people seem to get away with everything. And they are at the end point where they want to throw their hands up in the air and say, "Lord, what is the point of all this?" But Lord, you are the point of all this, and you are the one who sees it all. You are the one that has this brilliant, magnificent plan that we can't always see. And Lord, I just thank you so much that sometimes you give us that retrospective glance. You help us to look back on our lives and go, "Oh, that's what you were doing." But in the middle of it, we could not figure it out. So Lord, when we think about you, I pray today we would remember the fact that as we look back on our lives, you were working back then and we could see it now. And that we would maintain that perspective of, well, I may not understand what God is doing right now, but I have seen him to be faithful throughout my life. And so I'm going to trust him that what he's doing right now, though perplexing to me, is for my own good and for his glory. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of perspective today. I also pray for the people in our lives that some of these words describe people who are fed up, or not fed up, but fed with themselves, or they are filled up with themselves, and they have arrogance and pride, and they don't seem to care about other people. Lord, some of those people I've had to separate from and create a very strong boundary, but I can still pray for them. And so, Lord, we lift up those people who are far from you, or who are not only just far from you, but are like kind of snubbing their noses at you. And we pray, Lord, a bold prayer that you would bring them back to you, that you would woo them to yourself. Because, Lord, I know that you desire that none should perish and that all would come to know you and have everlasting life. And Lord, as I say those words, everlasting life, I'm super grateful because that's what you've come to give us. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come to give us this abundant life. And so I pray for my friend today who feels like they lack that abundance, that they feel like it's a life of lack. But when we have you and your presence in our lives and your Holy Spirit within us, we have access to abundance. And so, Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes to the abundance that you have for us today, that we would know how blessed we are to have you with us, and that you're for us, not against us, and that you have forgiven us, and you have invited us into a vital relationship with you. And so, Lord, we choose to rest in that today, and we thank you ahead of time for you working out your will in our lives in beautiful ways. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Elizabeth, and her full name is Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage, and she is a writer, a gospel coach, and a speaker, and she's the founder of Living Story. She's passionate about helping people learn, live, and love in God's story of grace. She's written a number one Amazon bestseller. It's entitled From Recovery to Restoration, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis. I don't know about you, but I've kind of been in a crisis for a long time over this past year. And also The Waiting Room, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in a Health Crisis. I know many of you are experiencing that. She and her husband, Kip, enjoy feasting, I like that, and sharing good stories with their large family of four adult children and three children-in-law. They're also the devoted parents of the beloved Rosie, a dog who thinks she's a human, which I highly resonate with. I had a three-legged German shepherd named Rosie. So she has offered a whole bunch of free Gospel Center resources, including daily prayers, which totally resonates with me, weekly Gospel Center meditations, and monthly printables on her website, Elizabeth Turnage, and that's TURNAGE.com. And you can receive those free resources there. And she's also wherever you can find people. And so anyway, thank you, Elizabeth. I loved highlighting your life, and I love that you love your dog and your family, and thank you for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor for Pray Every Day, you can email Kristen, my assistant, at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you set up. Thanks so much.